Green Day Gang is now streaming live at TalkStreamLive.com. Isn't that it?
Yep.
TalkStreamLive.com. Also, I get stuff. Not a lot of other programs have as many ways of getting out there as we do. Do they? Or do they?
No, I mean, a lot of them have different avenues. Where this is helpful is for all of you who have an iPhone and want to take us along with you, here's just another way to do that.
Uh-huh.
You can download the app and listen to us while we're live on the air.
5 or 6 times a day. That'd be kind of cool. The Twitter department and Facebook, Jennifer's watching that. We have a number of things going on there. And there's texting. It's the usual stuff. We're all being asked to be in touch with one another. And interestingly enough, being in touch is one of the ways that Mr. Romney apparently made up his mind on Mr. Ryan. Apparently, behind the scenes, Rupert Murdoch.
I heard he was very
made
excited.
It very mm-hmm. clear to Mitt Romney that there would be lots of very positive coverage. Now, here's Murdoch, who's been accused by the press all around the world of manipulating all of his own news sites. But we all know that because you know what his persuasion is. And he's mastered, with the help of Roger Ailes and a few others of that ilk, they have mastered the art of controlling what you think. Or trying to, anyway, by their very clever manipulation of the so-called news. That's what Murdoch has done. He has been he's been a genius at it over his years. Now he's getting to the end of his career, and he wanted to have one more hand. He's been kind of discredited because of some things that are going on in England with one of the newspapers over there. But at any rate, he still has a lot of power, as is demonstrated by the fact that he pushed, in essence, single-handed onto Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan. He didn't say to Romney, apparently, you must do this, but he said, I will make it worth your while, i.e. newspaper crusading on behalf of Romney, articles all the time. You know, you can maneuver. You understand how this works.
I think you're giving this a little bit too much credit.
I don't know that I am or I'm not. How do you know?
Because
what?
The pick was made to solidify the base. It wasn't made because...
Who represents the base in thinking?
Well, I think people got polled, didn't they, about who would be their pick for this?
I mean, you're making it sound like the only reason he picked him is because Rupert Murdoch came in there.
I did not say that. I said there is strong reason to believe that Murdoch on his own pushed Romney. I didn't say he was the only one.
Why not?
But he pushed him using private persuasion, including promises that they will get lots of ink in the Murdoch newspapers.
If we go with him, I appreciate your support.
Yeah, well, but is that really what went on? How do you know really what went on? There is a lot of Twitter talk.
I know, because plausible that somebody would say, oh, great, if I go with this pick, I have the support of this entity. Neat. Cool. Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, right.
But whether somebody would go, well, I was totally thinking about this other one, but I really need this, let me go with it.
Mm. How would you describe, and I know we're going to get into our the Beyond Good Day material, I think this is part of it, actually, for us to think about the word that would apply to both Mitt Romney and Barack Obama.
Powerful.
Charismatic speakers, mm-hmm. both of them.
Yeah. Anybody else got... do you think that there is something that...
Crazy.
To them,
you've got to be a little silly, man.
To do this.
To want this, yes, uh-huh. I know.
Yeah. All right, Roberta, what do you think?
I don't think there's anything in common with either of the two of them.
Really?
They both love
None
their families.
At all.
You sound so smug when
None
you say
None at all.
That. You're so smug. When it comes to they're both.
I thought Romney was bad. Now you add Ryan to the mix. Good Lord!
Yeah, but that's because of your own political persuasion. That's your
God help us.
Oh, come on!
I cannot believe you, Roberta.
Oh, women's rights. You think that they can't do anything? They're not good, and that's why I said they better keep Ryan.
They can reappoint the Supreme Court.
Can I finish my sentence? No, they're not going to do
Roberta,
that.
Roberta, while they're taking away your women's rights, you'll get a big tax break.
That's yeah. true.
Right. Uh-huh. I know you're a big fan of that.
You'll
right.
be able to afford to buy your own birth control. Right. I wouldn't mind paying for mine if I had the cash.
I think the problem with Ryan is, and some of these other people that dictate what everybody else wants to do, I don't disagree with Roberto when it comes to this.
Really? Because so I think Ryan was my first choice. Well, I like him.
You know what? I haven't finished one sentence that I started in the last 4 minutes. Not one.
Well, I just thought we were conversing, but go ahead.
We are, but we aren't interrupting.
You got to understand how a conversation with Doug works.
Yeah, I finish my sentence, then you talk.
He speaks, then we get to react.
All right,
then
that's how it works.
That's right, exactly.
Richie's got it down. Yeah. He's been with me 16, 17 years.
I understand it. That's why I've been here so long.
Talk about women's rights.
You're out the door, girl, if you think you can speak without being spoken to.
No, this is not women's rights. The idea that women's rights, I mean, the conversation, even though manifested and magnified by
shut
the media
up, woman,
that
I want to talk
like
about
them.
Women's rights.
No. Why don't you just shut up and let me finish what I was saying, making a
I'm
point.
Sorry, but that was kind of funny.
I understand, Rich. Yeah, it's hysterical. All right, anyway.
But you know your place.
So, right, being at home washing the dishes, that's your place. Anyway,
I love that.
Your place at your place.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, as eager as everybody is to discredit my thinking, which hasn't been explained yet, I'll finish my statement and my thought now, that Ryan is a Neanderthal when it comes to his views on these social issues. So the only way that they can overcome that is to make the real issue the real issue.
He agrees
Let's
with you on
see
homosexuality, though.
Agrees with me.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but it's nobody's business. Get out of my bedroom, leave me alone.
He's, apparently he's got a bunch of gay friends, so how is he a Neanderthal there?
He's a Neanderthal when it comes to women's reproductive rights.
Yeah, because gay people don't need birth control.
They present that is how it turns women out. They need women's vote. They need young women's votes.
Right, they're going to do that by doing away with birth control, right?
Isn't going to help
I think he probably wants you to be able to make your own decision with regard to the birth control.
Well, Roberta, you don't have an open mind to this anyway. So you wouldn't persuade anybody to go one way or the other because your mind is closed.
Well, no, I'm looking at the facts. First of all,
no,
Romney is a Mormon.
The facts. First and foremost,
look at that.
Here's where Roberta kills all of our Utah fans and affiliates and listeners.
No, I'm not kidding.
I choose not to discriminate against
any religion.
I'm
not saying that there's anything wrong with being a Mormon. I have a lot of family out in Utah, and many of them are LDS. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the fact is you have to look at his religion and how that influences his beliefs and how will that affect the rest of the country.
It's Catholics. It's those Catholics.
Right, the same thing was said about John Kennedy.
Right.
As he was, as Joe
the Pope will be making all the calls.
Yeah. But there are things that are, pieces of a new book. A galley was sent to me, and I read on the plane yesterday morning flying back up from Charlotte to Boston about the history of the Mormon Church and Mr. Smith and Mr. Young and how this all came to be. It is bizarre. It really
you think?
Is bizarre. Now, having said that, I think that there is a reason there's so much bizarre stuff. As Richie just said a few minutes ago, these people are crazy to want to get into this, but yet afterwards they have so much power and control
over
so many things and so many people that's the drug. That's what brings people to the table.
Look at Obama, what he will get. Let's say he doesn't make it another 4 years. Whatever. Let's say he does make it another 4 years.
If I were him, I wouldn't even run for re-election.
He will be 50-some years old and just basically have a free ticket. Look at Clinton.
Clinton's
living the great life, man.
Broke.
And Bush.
Clinton was broke when he got out of the White House. He's now worth $180 million.
Yeah, both Clinton and Bush are young enough to enjoy
Bush has been smart in the sense the smartest thing he ever did was say nothing, and that's what he has done.
Shut up.
He hasn't said a word except, I like Paul Ryan. That's all he said. Since the 4 years he got out, he hasn't gotten involved in any issues, no discussions. Whenever any reporter asks him he says, I'm not in politics anymore. Sorry, no comment. That's what he says to the smartest thing he could do.
Smart.
And he manages his interests and the family's interests in lots of these businesses that they're involved in. And, yeah, it's very smart. But meanwhile, back to the Ryan Romney thing in terms of whether it sets off people who look at it the way Roberta does or the way Jennifer may or the way others who are leaning one way or the other, how do you decide? And I just think that the fiscal stuff is so important that it dwarfs all of the other issues, even though I would agree with those people, the women who say this is a bad choice because he doesn't have a good record. He will not bring women, younger women, who are moderates to liberals into the tent. But were they coming anyway? That's the question. Whether this more solidifies the Ron Paul group that wants to see government cut, wholesale cuts in government. Young men from 18 to 35, more support, and we're talking about 2-1. Men 18 to 35 want Ron Paul's philosophy to be a strong part of the platform and a part of the person in the White House that they are going to be asked to vote for. So is Ron Paul going to be able to present that at the convention? That'll be interesting to see. But that's why young men support Ron Paul. Young women do not support Ron Paul. Young men do.
I think he'll get a role, though. I really do. I hope he does. If it's a Romney White House, I think Ron Paul will get a role.
Yeah, let's hope.
Because I think he has a lot of value in what he says, at least within the country. I don't know.
18 past the hour. Stories in Beyond Good Day coming up in a few moments here on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
You have your story. Why are you going to start the story? You only have 40 seconds.
You know, that's all it takes.
Really? Not if I keep talking.
Oh, okay. Well, then go ahead and talk.
No, I don't necessarily want to talk. I would be interested to hear your story, but I want to have a story that that we can talk about after you present it. I don't want to have a story that comes on and people just say, oh, I want to talk about that, or Richie, could you clarify this? Or what's the real story behind the story? Instead, you just want, you're like a politician. You want to talk and not be questioned. You
it's
don't
a
want
beaver
to be...
attack. What are we going to say about it?
Oh, boy.
Well, on that platform, Big Ben 2012.
Why did you say Jennifer?
I said, well, on that platform, Beaver Attack, McFadden 2012.
Beaver Attack.
Beaver Attack.
Details coming.
Yes, Beaver Attack and details just around the corner. It's now 21 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Wait a minute, what happened to the theme from the Beaver?
Well, the theme from the Beaver and Jaws kind of do a great job of describing my story.
What, there's a whale that eats the Beaver?
No.
Oh. All right, so
attack
now I'm...
Attack of the Killer Beaver.
A Boy Scout leader, Norman Brousseau of Pine Plains, New York, was swimming in a Delaware River. When a beaver swam between his legs, a rabid beaver, and bit him on the chest.
Who is this?
His name is Norman Brousseau. He's a Boy Scout leader, and they were on a camp out, and they went swimming in the river. And the beaver swam between his legs, bit him on the chest, the leg, the butt, the arm, and the torso before he managed to grab it and hold its jaw closed and then get rid of the beaver. I don't know what he did, but he pushed himself away from the beaver, and the kids had to pull him out of the water. And he has now he has rabies from the attack. Can you imagine?
He has rabies?
He has rabies now.
What is it to get rabies? What are the signs and what happens to you?
You start foaming at the mouth
and you start biting people.
No, seriously.
Seriously.
What are the signs? We hear a lot of talk about rabid and whether they're dogs. Not you don't find rabid dogs anymore, but you do find
foxes,
rabid wild
squirrels,
animals, squirrels, and coyotes, that sort of thing. So what happens?
It causes inflammation of the brain.
Yeah.
In warm-blooded
kind
animals.
Kind of like Lyme disease, right?
How do you get rid of it? How do you deal with it? With rabies.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I remember being as a child terrified of getting
a
dog bite or something like that.
Yeah.
And what would happen to you if you got rabies? You'd be like,
well, that was something your grandma always worried about.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I've
gotten bitten twice by a dog in my life. Once when I was about four, and once last week. And I've never ever really given it a lot of thought other than those two times as to what happens. And I remember my aunt who came outside. I was riding a tricycle, and I rode over the tail of a dog that was close to the driveway. Dog got up and bit me right in the side of my leg.
What about last week?
Last week I get bitten in the bottom of my leg.
Ooh.
By who?
And
by what?
By Iggy Albrecht.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway...
It says here, for humans, rabies can prove almost invariably fatal if...
It's very dangerous, still.
Post-exposure is not administered prior to the onset of the severe symptoms.
If what is it?
2 to 10 days after first symptoms.
Post-exposure.
Whoa. Yeah. Right, very dangerous.
Prophylaxis.
So this poor guy...
flu-like symptoms.
But if you get into a hospital and get treatment, can't they get it out of you?
Before the severe symptoms, I mean, it causes severe swelling of the brain.
Yeah.
Encephalitis, wow. Basically.
Right, it is encephalitis.
But a beaver attack.
Wow. That's...
Now, don't you feel bad for laughing, Rich?
Dude, that would freak me out if a beaver swam between my legs. I would be out of the water. I'd be Jesus. I'd be walking on the water to get out of
it. The rabies vaccine was Louis Pasteur.
Pasteur did that?
Wow.
Yeah. It really is. It's a very sticky wicket to get involved in this sort of thing. Yeah. All right. So, the top talk audiences for radio... announced today, and in the number one spot, you would expect Rush Limbaugh to be there, and he is. Hannity's number two. Savage is number three now, replacing Glenn Beck, who's become number four, along with Dave Ramsey and Mark Levin. Number five, Neil Bortz and Laura Ingraham. At number six, tied for that position is Bohannon, Jerry Doyle, Gallagher, Medved, and me. Bill Bennett is seven, Clark Howard there, and George Norrie. And I think that part of the reason that this is happening is because of these. They're now measuring the media, Richie, outside of radio.
Yes,
and that's where in this we are doing a much better job. And I take my hat off to all of you for doing a much better job helping me understand how to use the social media, and us doing a job. And I guess it's exemplified by this talk stream that we're doing.
TalkStream Live, just another place, yeah.
Yeah.
Just another outlet.
Another outlet where people can come and find, hear stuff that they want to hear. And more we're finding the idea here is to attract women who are interested in having a good time on the radio and thinking about important things. And they go to television now. They have been going to TV in droves over the past 10, 12 years. In the times that we're on the air. So where people can find us, and it isn't always necessarily in a great radio market or a great radio station, it's an attraction. And I take more of that. I think the tribute goes to Jennifer and to Roberta and to Heather than it does to you and me, Richie, especially you. It's 29 past on Good Day.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Jennifer Horan, Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich is, we did the Richie story. This is Beyond Good Day, in fact, when we tell stories that have relevance and pertinence and purpose. And if you think about them, you think, my God, what happens, especially in light of what the essence of the story Richie told, what happened if that, what would be going on with me if that happened to me?
Well,
how would you deal with that if you or somebody in your family got bitten by a rabid beaver?
Well, with Shark Week on, everybody's talking about Jaws and how you reacted after you saw the movie Jaws. I remember that for years, people wouldn't go in the water. They wouldn't go in the ocean.
Yeah.
So now if you're thinking, okay, well, I'm going to go swim in the river, and you're thinking that there's some rabid beaver down under there, underneath there, in between your legs.
No.
I'm never going in a river again.
Too funny.
Yeah. No,
all right.
There's so many good jokes. But hey.
All right. I think this is Jennifer's turn, isn't it?
This is.
All right, Jennifer.
Okay, so, Roberta, this story is actually right up your alley.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Is it about eating insects?
No, she's the queen of cheap, and she's all about saving money.
Right.
So I thought of her when I saw this. Plus, I have always had this desire, because I was the kid that never had the tree house or anything cool in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
We really, I don't know, my dad just wasn't very handy. He was building, like, a radio station, and I just got left behind when it came to tree houses and stuff. But...
why couldn't you have a radio station in a treehouse?
I got to play at the radio station, so it was fine. It was okay. I wasn't left out or anything. But there's this family in Ohio, and this video has caught on, and it is trending on Yahoo right now, and it's gone viral over the weekend. It's gotten over 500,000 hits on YouTube last time I checked. And this Ohio couple had two kids, or they have two kids, and the kids would beg their parents, take me to Disney World. Please, all we want to do is go to Disney World. Well, you know, the trip, the cost of the airfare, the hotel fees, and then the tickets to the park, and you're there for a few days, that's really expensive. So the family got creative, and the parents built their kids a roller coaster in their backyard.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that not awesome?
That was cheaper than a trip to Disney World.
They have a backyard roller coaster. It's like using PVC pipe and stuff. I don't know how safe it is, but I guess your kids won't sue you. They estimated that it would cost $300. It actually clocked in at $700 to finish it, but it was still cheaper for them than doing a family of four to Disney World. It's a 12-second ride, and it's awesome. You guys have to see the picture of this. I'm going to post it at facebook.com/Good Day Show. Really, really cool. It's
I'm looking for it now. I have to see this thing.
So I kind of thought, you know, some people get tree houses. These people in Ohio now have this big, huge roller coaster. Wait.
When you search backyard roller coaster on Yahoo, uh-huh. backyard roller coaster plans comes up as one of the pods. So apparently more than just these people have done this thing.
Yeah, and we have lots of stations in Ohio. So if you're listening, people that did this in Lancaster, Ohio, call us and tell us how you did it. All it is wood, concrete, and PVC pipe. That's how they did it. And they've had it going since 2009. Their kids love it. It's, you know, it's short. It's like a 12-foot roller coaster, but it's got twists and turns. And took them only 3 weeks to build and $700. So how cool is that?
That's awesome. Oh, I'm going to do this.
All right, why don't we get a picture and post it?
That's what I said. I'm going to post the video up at facebook.com/gooddayshow.
No, I'm talking about a picture, just a picture, put it in the slideshow. Maybe Heather can take a capture a picture and put it in a slideshow, because that would be very
because
cool.
All kinds of people do this.
Really?
Yeah. You go to Yahoo, and, I mean, there's hundreds of videos mm-hmm. of people who built their own roller coasters in their backyard.
I think it's awesome. When I was a kid, I used to dream about having one of those trains that you could ride, like they had on Silver Spoons. You know, that would run through your house
yeah.
in your backyard.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I might even like the roller coaster better. I think that's pretty cool.
This is absolutely amazing.
I know. All right, posting it right now. You can check it out.
All right, so what else? Let's just check on our social media for this hour, Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
Twitter, Facebook, uh-oh.
Keep talking.
Uh-oh.
I was just watching it. It's wild.
What would you build in your backyard if you had a chance to build?
Or I mean, what did you dream about when you were a kid? Because I dreamt about having a train.
I almost bought about five, Richie, I think I told you this.
You should build this in your backyard, Doug.
5 or 6 years ago, I had an opportunity to go to an auction. And the auction, this guy was selling a train set. How many people have seen from the early days of Disneyland, Walt Disney on a little locomotive he was sitting on?
That's
Remember
what
that?
I want in That's, my backyard. Okay.
Right. So I had a chance to buy one of those.
What? Mm-hmm. And you passed it up?
Well, it didn't get to the auction. And, I mean, it wasn't, from what I remember hearing from somebody who went there, it wasn't that expensive because nobody has enough land anymore to really do this. Fortunately, I do. So I could have put it around the farm, and it would have been a great attraction, actually. But anyway, the pieces didn't fit together. But I thought, I've always loved trains. Boys seem to like trains more than girls.
I liked trains when I was a kid.
Having those Lionel trains run all around my bed. I had them all over around my bedroom, in the closets, under the bed, under the desk. They just went everywhere. And there was nothing better than driving my sisters crazy. If I get up early in the morning and turned on the trains and they could... In their bedrooms, they could hear the trains on the track, and I hit the whistle and all that
stuff. Sean begged me. We have a train set up in the attic, and we only set it up around Christmas. And he begged me. Daddy, can I please set my train up? So I pulled it down, and we set it up and everything. So
you put it in the basement? Where'd you put it?
Yeah, we put it downstairs.
Yeah.
So I let him keep it for a month or two.
I'm ready with social media now.
All right, Jennifer, aren't you happy that we were able to fill that time so
Thank you for dancing and juggling.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so trending now at Yahoo, which I think is kind of funny because it was just in the last hour our answer to Chuck Curry's Movie Moments trivia, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, trending at number one on Yahoo.
Why?
Number two, it's the anniversary, I guess.
30-year anniversary.
Yeah. Number two is the iPhone 5. Three is Miley Cyrus's hair because she got a brand new haircut. Looks a lot like the old Jennifer Aniston do on Friends. Number four is Fidel Castro. It's his birthday today, 86. He's out of sight. And number five is Kira Sedgwick because the closer is closing. And because she's gave an interview about how she almost didn't take that role. So people are...
Really?
That's trending right
now.
But
it looks like the woman who's been her nemesis... played by what's the woman's name? A well-known character actress, fairly attractive. She really was really nasty. I can't remember. It's M.M. Her initials are M.M. Somebody look that up for me, will you?
She's on the closer.
On the closer.
Mm-hmm.
She's
Dean Carlson also. We'll look. Oh, sorry. Did I interrupt you?
No, well, I'm just. Jennifer.
I did. I thought you were
I'm
done.
I'm just trying. I want to
show's been on since 2005.
Yeah.
It should have been a long time.
Yeah.
Good run.
It's a good
run. That was a good role.
I don't see any MMs in there. J.K. Simmons, Corey Reynolds, Robert Gossett, G.W. Bailey, Michael Paul Chan, John Tenney. I don't even see any women.
Yeah. No, there's a. You're
Gina,
missing.
Gina Rivera.
Uh-uh.
I know a Gina Rivera.
No, there's an M. McDermott, McDevitt, something like that, who we all recognize if we saw her. He's got to be in there because she's been in every episode.
Mary McDonald.
There you go.
Yep.
Double M. Very good, Doug.
Yeah, she's the captain.
Great, still work
right.
captain.
But she's going to, I think, take over the role. But I don't know how they're going to do that because she played an unpleasant character in the show.
They're going to explain why she was unpleasant.
Exactly.
And then
they'll
you'll be able to feel
sympathy.
For her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really? Maybe.
Also at Facebook.com, real quick here, Dean gave us a guess on our word trivia question, so thank you, Dean, for playing online. And you can also answer our question about the Inspector General found that 53,000 tax returns and 86 million in tax refunds have been filed from 13 addresses. What do you think should be done? Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
All right, good job, Jennifer. Heather hasn't done her Beyond Good Day story yet. And I think that's, Roberta, you did yours, or did you?
No, I didn't do mine yet.
Mm-hmm. So, who should go first?
How soon you forget.
Plenty to come.
I know. Well, because you've annoyed me today, I'm trying to put you out of my mind. All right, stay tuned before the hour. And I don't know, but I don't think anybody else has annoyed me today. I mean, Richie always is annoyed.
Just me?
Yeah, that's it.
Sweet.
I don't think Heather has, and I don't think...
I haven't annoyed you?
No.
I'm going to try hard.
You guys aren't working
still,
hard
we've
enough.
We've got a little time left. Yeah,
really?
There's still time. There's still hope.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's nice. See how sweet it is, folks? How sweet it is to be loved by you. 18 before the hour on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
All right, we got to get to two more stories. Time is tight. And Heather, will start with you in Beyond Good Day story time. Let's see, this would be number four today, right? If you can consider my conversation at the beginning of the hour part of the story. It wasn't really.
You're included. We count you.
Well, I told a story of sorts.
Yes.
And that impacts those who are trying to figure out what's going on politically. All right, so what's your deal?
Well, I'm going to tell you why all we need is love, apparently, to many, many studies that have been done. I was kind of doing a little bit of research, and I found that it said, falling in love happens in like a millisecond. It's not like 6 months of dating and wining and dining and whatever. Right, it's like that instantaneous. It happens right then and there.
All right, before you go around, let's just go around the room. Richie, how quickly after you met Janet did you know she was the one quickly?
It took me a while, actually, because I thought we were so different that I didn't think that. But then I realized after a few months that we were actually really the same.
Really?
Yeah.
So you didn't
feel
it.
Once I realized that, then, boom.
Bingo. Yeah. All right, what about you, Roberta?
About a year, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, about a year.
For that enthusiasm.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer. Well, Jennifer's had loves in her life.
Yes, I have.
Uh-huh.
Has there been that one great love?
No.
Okay.
I can tell you that. All right. So what about you, Heather?
Well, actually, interestingly enough, it's kind of funny.
I recently got back in touch with
My actual first love.
Really?
And the funny part about it is, even though 30 years have gone by, there's still that giggly chemistry, which I thought found it very, very,
very
interesting.
Cool.
And he was available to have great conversation. Sure.
Is that what we're calling it?
That's what we call it nowadays around my house. That's conversational little talk.
Yeah.
But then the more I looked at it, some interesting things have popped up on many, many studies, as we all know they do on love. And our brain fires off 12 different chemicals and whatnot, such as, you know, you get the endorphins.
Pheromones.
All kinds of stuff is released, Dougie, and things that like oxytocin is released.
Oxycontin.
And that
you're
one, too.
If you're limbo.
That makes
oxytocin.
Love people.
You take that and you're in love instantly. Dopamine and whatever. So you have all these great feelings. And then that kind of goes on to show how it can help your life be a happier and longer life. You have fewer mental health problems. Could be because you have someone there to talk to or whatnot. Some other things, reduce pain. There was actually a study done at a university, at a college, where researchers gave students, showed them pictures of a loved one, someone who meant a lot to them, and then put, a heated substance in their hand. And they actually were able to block the pain. The people who were looking at the picture of the person that they loved very much. So there's been studies on reducing pain as well as longer life. It's a study showed that if you are living with your spouse, your mate, you're more likely to live a longer life. And then just overall happiness. We have a higher state of just that euphoric feeling when we have a very near and dear loved one in our life.
Mm-hmm. All right, so not to...
You're not buying any of this, are you?
Oh, sorry.
Sounds like Jennifer is...
Did I just throw up in my mouth?
I'm still watching the final pronouncement on that. All right, Roberta, you've got a minute or so, 2 minutes maybe.
Okay, I got are you a window seat or an aisle seat person?
And aisle, because I go to the bathroom all the time.
You see, I'm a window.
Yeah.
Window.
No.
And whether you are one or the other tells a lot about who you are. They're saying aisle people are looking to get work done. They want quick access to the cabin door and the restroom, like you
said. Bladders.
Yep, that's me. Yep. And leg room, because my left leg or right leg can sit out in the aisle.
So with window people, it's not just a view, it's the experience. These people are romantics, they're naturists. It's also a much calmer seat. In fact, they said at Expedia, 21% of customers picked window seats and 20% choose the aisle. The rest,
plus
apparently, the other 60% have no preference.
Our morons, you don't want the middle seat.
Yeah,
but another survey said at Hunch.com said that 7 out of 10 respondents preferred window seats. Although they said window seats tend to be younger, female, shorter, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And more casual than people sitting on the aisle.
Well, and people that are tired, because you can prop your chin up against the window so it doesn't keep falling as you're trying to fall asleep. I don't know. Anybody else's mouth fall open when they sleep? Because mine does.
No, I'm a definite window. I have to be at a window.
Prop it up against the window.
I'm a definite aisle. I like the window, but it's just I don't like being trapped.
Yeah. But I feel claustrophobic if I'm not at the window. At least at the window,
really?
You can look out. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, claustrophobic for me is, yeah, me too.
Claustrophobic if you're at the
window.
Yeah,
but if the person next to you just falls asleep and you can't get out, that's claustrophobic.
Oh, gotta go.
Oh, I'll just climb over them. What are you kidding me?
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
With the Olympics now behind us, it's time for the real competition to begin. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. The 2012 Summer Olympic Games, done. Closing ceremonies yesterday. We'll have more about that in a bit. But the real competition we refer to is the presidential campaign, which now features President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden against Republican challenger Mitt Romney and his running mate, a selection he announced this past Saturday in Norfolk, Virginia.
Join me in welcoming the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan.
Uh-oh. Did Mitt Romney say the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan? Yes, he did. But he made the correction moments later.
Every now and then, I'm known to make a mistake. I did not make a mistake with this guy. But I can tell you this, he's going to be the next vice president of the United States.
For the record, then-candidate Barack Obama made the same mistake in announcing Joe Biden as his running mate 4 years ago. In any case, the selection of Paul Ryan is, as expected, getting praised by Republicans and criticized by Democrats. Political analyst Larry Sabato says the debate will now focus on big issues.
The big fiscal decisions that are going to have to be made by the next president and the next Congress, regardless of who's elected. And they're gigantic.
So, from here, it's on to the conventions and then on to November. We do have a ways to go, and no matter how you slice it, it does look like a horse race. The latest poll from Politico and George Washington University shows President Obama with 48% voter support, Mitt Romney with 47%, and 5% undecided. This poll was taken just before Romney's running mate announcement. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet.
Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The market coming off some modest gains last Friday. The Dow up 43 points, closing the week at 13,208. S&P tacking on 3 points. NASDAQ edged up 2. Oil prices on Friday fell 49 cents a barrel to $92.87. More numbers, and these are painful. We're talking about prices at the pump.
Go ahead, fill it up.
The cost of filling up the tank going up significantly. The latest numbers from the Lundberg survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular now $3.69. That's as of last Friday. Back in July 27, 2 weeks earlier, we were at $3.51. This driver in Cleveland doesn't like it.
It affects my pocketbook pretty bad. I get like 15 miles a gallon in my car, so I'm usually spending like $150 a week in gas.
Ouch. Let's head to the multiplex. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Run in the basement! Go!
A lot of screaming, a lot of running, a lot of action. The Bourne franchise back on top. The Bourne Legacy, number one, with just over $40 million. And some quick closing notes for you. First, young Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland, age 23, capturing his second major golf title, the PGA Championship at the Ocean Course at Kiawah Island, South Carolina. Rory won it going away by 8 shots. Tiger Woods, who so many of us root against, tied for 11th, 11 shots back. Multi-state lottery news. In case you missed it, no jackpot winners this past Saturday night for Powerball. So, the jackpot up to $305 million for Wednesday night's drawing. Powerball played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And finally, after 17 days, it's all over. The 2012 Summer Olympic Games in London, now a part of history. On the final day of competition yesterday, the U.S. men's basketball team captured gold by beating Spain 107-100. Overall, Team USA, number one in total medals with 104, the most gold with 46. And how about that closing ceremony? A Ferris wheel, people suspended by wires, a Winston Churchill impersonator screaming his head off, cars and trucks wrapped in newspaper. Didn't make any sense. But in the end, we had highlights, inspiring performances, and more. And what do you say, in 4 years, we do it all again in Rio? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, the day.
And sometimes you.
How about we try Nan in Cody, Wyoming, listening to Good Day There. Hi, Nan. How are you today?
I am just yucky. How about yourself?
I am quacking as we speak. Can we quack together? You quack, I'll quack. Go ahead, you quack first.
Quack. Grabbing your attention and holding it hostage all morning long.
You guys are quackers.
Doug Steffens, Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.